This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to begin today's show with people that disagree with me. And it's funny because I have a lot of people who really love what I say, and they disagree with me. For example, there's a lady that I've had an ongoing debate with, this discussion, however you want to call it. I don't think of it as debate, argument. I think of it as a discussion. And she wrote to me, and she's like, Kevin, you're giving this information about the vaccine. Now, at one point, it was like, you shouldn't say this. And I completely disagree when somebody tells me, you shouldn't say this, because now you're challenging me and my thought and my intellect. And I'm okay with the challenge to intellect, but I'm not okay with it with you saying you can't say that or you shouldn't say that. You can say, Kevin, I debate you on this question or what have you. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is the Kevin Jackson Network.com. So we've gone back and forth, and she took the vaccine, believes in the vaccine, et cetera, and I don't. And in her last message to me, she said, Kevin, I appreciate that we, even though we differ on this, I can still agree with you on a lot of different things. And I think that's a wonderful thing when people can debate and or have a difference of opinion without it even being a debate per se. And we agree to disagree. So I applaud her for that. I want to make another declaration here. I got a note from a friend of mine. I won't say his last name, but his first name's Robert, and he's a Scientologist. And I used Scientology. I did it tongue-in-cheek. It was sort of a joke. And he wrote to me and said, Kevin, I'm a Scientologist. He said, and it was a very respectful note, I got to tell you, very respectful. And he says, I said something like, it's tougher to get away from that than it is to escape Scientology. And, of course, it's in reference to the inability to leave the religion, whatever. And that is what I've seen. I know nothing about it, to be honest with you. I mean, I watched this Leah Remini thing, and it is what it is. I mean, that's one person's opinion. Maybe other people have. It doesn't even matter. I don't know. So he wrote to me and said, you know, I'm a Scientologist, and we do very good things, et cetera, and I would prefer that you not refer to our religion that way. And I thought to myself, you know what? That's true. I don't have enough knowledge base to make that. In my defense, if there is one in this case, I was saying it as a joke. But I don't know that I'd want somebody joking about that, about my religion per se. You know, I do joke about Amish people and how they live and things like that. But, you know, I've seen it. I don't really know anything about Scientology, just to be honest. So make your own decisions about how you want to take that. But I took it as, you know what, he was respectful about it. So I wanted to publicly say, I'm not going to buy into this idea about something when I don't really know. And the reason why I'm saying that has to do with politics and how we form these ideas about the way something is supposed to be when we don't really have a whole lot of knowledge. We've got somebody's perspective, and I'm not saying, you know, you make up your own opinions about whether you, if you did see the Leah Remini thing or whatever, you make up your own opinions about it. You know, we joke about it. I think Tom Cruise is a Scientologist and others, you know, there are a lot of people that are in it. And I believe many of these people are very intelligent people that can make up their minds about what they want to do. So, Robert, with that being said, I want to let you know I appreciate the note. The other young lady who wrote to me, I can't recall her name right now, but that we've had this ongoing debate, and I apologize, I can't think of the other lady's name, but where we've had this debate, I appreciate the notes, and I want you guys to understand that it does make me think, it does make me, you know, take pause, recalculate, et cetera. And that's good. That's the beauty of what we do as conservatives, is to be able to look at ourselves and say, you know what, I'll tweak this, I'll do this or do that. And as you guys know, and I say this with all due respect to Robert and the young lady who wrote me the note that we've been having this debate about the vaccine, with all due respect, I don't really care what you think about me. And I think that's what makes it even better. is that, you know, I'm not placating. I'm not trying to mitigate something. I'm not trying to, you know, ingratiate myself to you. I'm just telling you, I appreciate your notes. And when it's done with heart, it matters. And that conversation is what we lack in the public discourse. That conversation is what keeps us from learning about one another in a meaningful way. And I'm going to ask everybody, reflect on things like that where I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want to call this a dogma. I don't have a dogma against Scientology. I've never been to a service. I've never worked with them in any way. But I do know this. I know they're not shooting up gay bars. I can tell you that. I don't think they're throwing gay people off of roofs. You know, I could go on of the things that I've never heard of a Scientologist doing. So with that in mind, I'm just saying, let's all sort of take a step back from things from time to time and ask ourselves, you know, could I tweak things just a bit? So anyway, that was my commentary on that. And I do appreciate all the notes, and I get tons of them. In fact, we got a couple of people that, you know, have called me and all that, and we'll probably end up playing those. Anyway, there's a ton in the news besides Wu Flu. I was looking at, I think it's Town Hall, and I get an email from them. And I'm just going to read the titles, okay? The Distraction Game, Derek Hunter. I've been reading Derek for a lot of years, and I think I'm just going to guess and say Derek is going to be talking about all the things that are distracting us from the important things. Like right now, the FDA trying to issue travel bans. Here's the next one. New Project Veritas video exposes what New Jersey governor plans to impose on state if he wins re-election. I don't even know what it is, but I know it can't be good for us. Here's another one. So that's why Alec Baldwin thought he could point a prop gun at people and pull the trigger. Another one on that line. Someone must go to prison for the killing of Helena Hutchins. These are all the look. Let me finish because I'm going to run out of time. Dave Chappelle to transgender community. I'm not bending to anybody's demands. These are stories I've covered in many cases, and I want to cover deeper. And I'm going to probably look into some of these articles as well because I wanted to explore these. But amazing stuff that people are recognizing about all the different things we're talking about, but in the context of how it impacts you. Alec Baldwin, why isn't he been arrested? He committed manslaughter at the very least. Dave Chappelle fighting back against a minority of people that he doesn't even have a problem with. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'll leave it there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Imagine a world where people get to speak their opinions openly and honestly. They get to do what I do. And, you know, just for the record, I would love to have a bigger social media. I would love to have my Facebook page back and have the millions of followers that I should have, because I would have solved my own problem. I wouldn't be on the show every day going, hey, listen, guys, can y'all please let some people know? I mean, and I'm not begging you, because I'm not going to do it. I'm asking you to. If you're a listener of the program, you enjoy it. I think it's the least I can ask people to do is click a few buttons, maybe even go out and spread the idea of what I'm talking about from my own stuff. You know, a lady wrote to me and said, Kevin, I would buy your shirts, but they don't have your name on. I'm like, yes, it does. It has the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We rebranded that. So from the BlackSphere.net, because we wanted all my PR and branding people go, put your name out there, Kev, put your name out there. Okay, my name's out there. So that's what we did. But the point is, I had a medium. I spent years building this audience that, I mean, you have never heard anything come out of my mouth that you would say is meant to hurt other people. I tell people, you don't bother me, I don't bother you. You don't raise your hands to me, I won't raise my hands to you. It's that simple. But if you do, I'm going to punch you. hard and multiple times. But you leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. I have opinions about different things. I have opinions about Muslims blowing up things. I do. When it occurs, I go, man, that really sucks. That, you know, there are probably a bunch of them out there who are good people, but you got a radical group within your sect that does bad things. I talk about my own people, black folks. I mean, if we're going to segment and put me in a box, I'm in a black box right now, and I talk about black folks. It isn't because I'm trying to make black folks mad. I'm trying to get clicks on a thing. I'm telling you what is in my heart, what the truth is. I talk about police, good police, bad police, and I back it up with the stuff that I believe. I put my money where my mouth is, sometimes too much of it, too much money. Oh, somebody might argue too much mouth. But it is what it is. It's genuine. And if it were allowed to just go out there, I will bet you this with all my heart, with everything I believe, I'd be huge. If it got out there, I'd be huge. I did an event the other day, a police event. I spoke for 7 minutes. Brandon Tatum. I spoke for 7 minutes. And people came up to me, oh my gosh, Kev, man, oh my gosh. I did another event right after that, my event. They came to the movie screening of Bleeding Blue, and people said, from that event, I came here, Kevin, just to see you again. And then a lady that I met second time, never knew this lady in my life, wealthy lady, said, Kevin, listen, you got to be bigger. I want to help. Now, in the past, I would have been like, oh, that's really flattering, and I would have walked away. I said, I'm listening. I pulled a Frasier on her. I'm listening. And she says, I want to meet with you. I want to bring my team together. We're going to get you into schools. We want to show this movie around. I got a contact that will get this for police to show it to all the new recruits, et cetera. It was blossoming. Other people were like, Kevin, it's amazing, man. Oh, do you do? I didn't know you guys did everything that you do. Great. Appreciate it. We need to get the word out there. And then, of course, everybody goes, well, go get the Trump, get the Trump. Let me tell you, Trump is busy. He's on a big picture thing. I wish I was part of the strategy team. I do. It would blow your mind what I would be telling Trump right now. But I'm going to tell you this. Facebook, I said this before when we were building Tea Party Community, and then I moved over to PolitiChatter, and then we started looking at, are we going to do another one, are looking into that. But I said, Facebook, do you know what he has? Zuckerberg has a nuclear football, and it can never go off, but it could be it could generate all kinds of power. It could power the world. It's a nuclear power plant, or it could melt down. And he's melting it down because he's chasing off the best people. And Donald Trump is almost uniquely positioned to grab them. Give me your. Do you think Mike Pence could do it? Who? You think Rand Paul could do it? Ted Cruz? Josh Hawley? Put all the congressmen, senators together. Add in the Democrats. None of them could build anything close to Trump. Barack Obama had his shot and he blew it. He blew it. If Barack Obama were smart, he would have gone to Facebook and said, give me a presence in this. I want a percentage of it, and I will become the spokesperson for it. And they could have absolutely destroyed us. They have no idea how to do it. I'm not going to say it on the radio, but I know how to do it. I know how to destroy them. And if I do, I'll be at events with Don Jr. soon. But here's my thing. I'm not going to go beg the Trump family, hey, listen, I have some great ideas. No. If you figure out that I know what I'm talking about, come get me. That's what people have done when they see me speak. They go, hey, Kevin, let's sit down and talk. I can't tell you the number of people I consult with. Big names. And I won't tell you. But they come to me because they know my expertise. And what my wife says is stop giving it away. Start charging for it. But I believe in the goodness of people. I believe if some of these people go out to become multi-billionaires or millionaires, whatever, they're going to say, Kev, I got you. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I die a pauper. But hey, I've lived a good life. So I asked you earlier, imagine a world where you can speak openly and honestly. Somebody builds that world. And you get to build what I've built, what I invested in Facebook. If I could take back the 10 years that I invest, and by the way, I didn't even do it the right way with them. When we hit the ground running with whatever new site, whether it's mine or whether it's Trump, we are going to go fast. It's going to be light speed. We are going to come over here, come over here. I'll tell you what people don't understand when they come to check us out. They marvel at the number of things we produce. We got a new show called The Knockout. Have you guys seen the video? We did our first video of The Knockout the other day. You need to check it out. It's me talking about Bill Clinton and his infection. Now, I did it on the radio, but you got to see the TV production. We got cop shows. We got all kinds of things in development. And I don't know, we're trying to figure out how to render it. Where are we going to get people to listen to this stuff? But if Trump puts it all together and I bring all that stuff there, I'm telling you, we have content on top of content. And it's going to be mind-blowing. And I'm going to get a backer. I'm telling you, I'm going to get a backer that gets involved with me, who's going to say, I want to be a part of this growth. And then we are going to go lights out. It's going to blow your mind. We're just scratching the surface. And I said earlier, Donald Trump, when he understands oh my gosh, I want to tell you guys so much. I'll tell you a little bit when we come back after the break about what you could do if you had 80 million people on your social media site and you wanted to change politics. Now, you've heard me speak a little bit about it, but I'll give you a little bit more insight when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation's top health officials are unveiling a strategy to curb the explosion of drug overdoses. The plan from HHS includes government funding for harm reduction techniques, including the distribution of clean syringes. Test strips will also be provided to check common street drugs for signs of potentially deadly fentanyl. The Santa Fe, New Mexico County Sheriff and First Judicial District Attorney held a press conference Wednesday to give an update on the investigation into the shooting involving Alec Baldwin on the set of Rust that killed one crew member and injured another. Sheriff Adan Mendoza says they're looking into concerns raised by crew members about safety during the production of the film.
We are going to follow up on some of those statements that are made, that there were other incidents.
This is USA Radio News. Senate Republicans are slamming AG Merrick Garland over immigration caravans heading to the U.S. During a hearing, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham asking Garland if he knew about several thousand migrants marching through Mexico toward the United States. Garland saying he saw reports in the media and then saying he doesn't recall being told by the Border Patrol that they're being overwhelmed by the flood of illegal immigrants. The Iranian government is speaking out after a cyber attack on Tuesday.
Iran's president said Wednesday that a cyber attack which paralyzed every gas station in Iran was designed to get people angry by creating disorder and disruption, as long lines continued a day after the incident. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack that began Tuesday. The hack rendered useless, the government issued electronic cards that many Iranians use to buy subsidized fuel at the pump. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So during the break, my producers are like, this is a very different show than what we planned. It is. It is. I was going to tell you, I'm going to play you some stuff that about this virus, the vaccines and all this stuff that is going to be mind-blowing, and we'll get to it tomorrow. But this idea of Trump doing this new site is something I think I need to explain and make people understand how big of a deal this is. And I did the first hour. I concentrated on that. This social media site is huge in its potential. So I'll just give you an example. So understand, we get upset when Target says, we're going to do transsexual bathrooms. And you're like, nobody's ever cared. There have been men and women bathrooms. If a guy's gone into, if a girl who is pretending to be a man goes into a bathroom and she uses the restroom, nobody cares. They don't care whether she went in a stall or she stood in front of a urinal. If she can make it work, that's cool. Nobody cares. If men who've gone into women's bathrooms, which they have been doing this since the first transsexual ever existed, because if your continence is you look like a woman, you're wearing a dress, whatever, you go in a women's restroom, women may go, wow, that's a very manly looking man, but even women don't care. You go into a stall, you sit down, you use the bathroom, they look at your high heels and go, oh, there you go, or whatever your shoes are, and you walk out. It's been going on, but we have to make it an issue. So Target says, well, we're going to have special bathrooms. And then what about race relations, you know, with what's going on with Starbucks? And, oh, my gosh, you know, you used our bathroom, but you didn't buy any coffee, black man. So the rule applies to everybody, but we racialize that. And then Starbucks does all of its sensitivity training and all this other stuff. And, you know, we got to go through all this nonsense because that's the new world. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because when it comes to what the potential is, if you say, look, I'm sick of Starbucks, I'm sick of Target, but you don't want to boycott it per se, there's a way to boycott it. So I'll give you an example. When, what was it called? Angie's List. She came out, staunch leftist. And she's like, well, I'm going to hook up contractors and, you know, if you're building a house and all this. So she's a leftist. Made millions of dollars. I know where a general area where she lives in Indianapolis. She's made millions of dollars, and she's a total lefty. She was going after Chick-fil-A and all these other companies that did nothing except follow a corporate culture. So I boycotted her. I said, you know, now it's just called Angie or something like that. But I boycotted her and said, look, don't go to her. Go to Home Builders or whatever is another site at the time. Do that. We have the same opportunity here. So I want you to imagine Donald Trump saying, you know what, I'm going to go after these guys. I'm going to say, okay, 80 million conservatives, where do you live? Kevin, you live in Arizona? You buying a house? How about you use a realtor who's one of my staunch conservative buddies? You're going to be rehabbing a house? How about you use a rehab person who's a staunch conservative? He's got the opportunity to link the conservative movement where we keep our money in to ourselves. And you know what he could do? He'd say, I'm going to link you guys, and whatever Angie's List gets or any of these other organizations, he could say, just give me 1% of the for brokering the deal. And we'd be happy to pay it because I got a staunch conservative. You know what a staunch conservative means when you get somebody that's going to rehab your house or going to do a service at your house, maybe a plumber or, you know, whatever, a lawn guy? You know what it means when you get a conservative? Are you ready for this, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com? You get somebody that's got morals and ethics. More than likely. You want to roll the dice with those lefties? You want to know what happens in the construction business when you hire a leftist? You get liens placed on your house. They do shoddy work. They hold you hostage and all kinds of stuff. I'm not going to come do your work until I get more money, blah, blah, blah. They give you excuses for delays, etc. They are the worst people to work with. Donald Trump will have amassed the best people on the planet. You want tax advice, you need business advice, whatever. Go to my conservative friends in your area. And oh, by the way, get to know each other. And you know what else you can do? He could become a cause. He could take that social media site and say, for those of you who are interested in working to attack school boards and get people on school boards, are there 2 or 3 million of you who make that your passion? Fantastic. I'd love to get you all together and you start taking over school boards. You ready? Let's go. Tax policy, whatever. The maneuverability of having a site like that is unbelievable. That's why I said earlier, if Zuckerberg had partnered with MoveOn.org, who had 11 million people, and he said, okay, guys, I'm going to help you lefty organizations grow, which he did, by the way, by getting rid of us. But what is he left with? He's left with skanks and scoundrels. People who are looking for a way out, to shortcut, to get something for free. They're not giving anything back. Yeah, I mean, he's making money. Don't misunderstand me. But he wants our dollars. So if Trump gets that, just think of the merchandising alone. If Donald Trump does a shirt and it says, Welcome to Truth Site or whatever, Donald Trump, you know, owned by the Trumpster. Or what? How many people buy that? 35 million people, 80 million on the site, but 35 million he can reach directly. What do you think Donald Trump does when he says, I'm signing footballs, you want to get a signed football, just send me 40 bucks or whatever. The ball costs 10. He gets it out of China for 2. And out of 35 million people, just based on percentages, 10% would be 3.5 million. 1% would be 350,000. Let's just say it's 0.1%, a little over 0.1%, and 500,000 people do it, and Donald Trump makes 20 bucks a ball for 500,000 people. You follow me? He makes $10 million to do one thing. Now, I want you to expand that to him doing something every day, and which, by the way, they are. They're offering placemats and all kinds of stuff. I want, that's just the potential there. What about affiliates? What about affiliate commissions? Where everything that gets sold on his site, he's getting 1% to 5% or 6%. And as I mentioned before, he's a media outlet. Do you understand when I say he's a media outlet? 35 million people are listening to him every day. If he gets 80 million people on site, he becomes the biggest media outlet on the planet. He says to them, go to your city council meetings. Give me your when you're mad at a school board, you're mad at a city council meeting. People that are pushing back on the vaccines, go get me whistleblowers and we'll protect them. And he builds a bank of lawyers that are ready to fight for them. And what if he bills James O'Keefe and says, you know what, we got a nationwide whistleblower scenario, James. Let's build that together. Let's go after these guys. Are you starting to get the ideas? And by the way, what I'm sharing with you, this is social media 101. I started a conservative social media site 6 years ago when I predicted what was going to happen to us. Did it happen? You certainly did. It happened. Not only did they stop us from, that they slowly squeeze our esophagus to the point where we couldn't breathe, couldn't feed ourselves. They finally just popped our heads right off of our necks and they kicked us off their sights. And it's going to take somebody with vision that understands it. So I'm giving you 101 of how we take those dollars and we put it back into our organizations. Let me tell you something, people. There were probably, no exaggeration, 100 media outlets that popped up on Facebook because of, conservative media outlets. And these guys were making anywhere from $10,000 a month to $250,000 a month because of Facebook. It was a cottage industry. It was the eBay of information. If you had good quality content, at one point, I can tell you this, we were a chili pimping site compared to others, but we brought in $35,000 in 1 month on clicks. Had 8 million people hit our website. I think that was the amount. We brought in $35,000 that month. People loving what we did. And that was when Facebook saw that they were empowering us to make money and get our information out. They were like, oh, no. We might let you get some information out. We'll squeeze you there, but you're not going to make money. And so slowly, they just stopped. They wouldn't let you grow. Then they got into complete censorship. Oh, you want to say something different than what we say? Well, yeah. So imagine now, unfettered, what you can do. All those media sites bringing people off of Facebook and saying, come over, check us out. And knowing that your investment is not going to get hurt. You know how many people I know that I can tell you said, man, I want to go back on YouTube. I want to do Facebook, but I'm afraid. I can't say what I want to say. You know how many of them are scared right now? Guys that are making a lot of money off YouTube, they can't say what they want to say. And now, pretty soon, they can. It's coming, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Dave Chappelle and Netflix and how the trans community of the LGBTQ plus has decided to go after him because he dare not toe the line. He dare make fun of whatever issue that they have. And to be honest with you, I don't even know where it started. Dave goes through it. He talks about, you know, and he tells real stories in this Netflix special. He tells real stories of encounters where people are mad at him and they're trans, you know, trans people. And he goes, where'd this come from? And I got to tell you, by the way, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Dave mentions in a very clever way how I'm writing comedy, and if you're listening to the comedy, you'll see I'm so much not what you're telling me. It's deep comedy, and I applaud him for that. he, during his special, he talks about this trans person he met. He says this person opened for him and she was horrible. You know, she was flat out horrible. But they became friends. And he goes, and when he saw her with his friends backstage, and he talked about the comics that were back there. It was a who's who of comics. And he said she was putting on, you know, just being herself, this trans man to woman. And he goes, she was funny. And Dave was like, man, that was funny. That's you. Go do that when you're on stage. And he said, I'm going to have you open again, even though she bombed. And they became personal friends. And Dave has been approached by trans people his entire career. He's, let me tell you, if you're in entertainment, get over it. Get over it. I'll never forget my first real interaction with gays. I'm talking about at a friendship level. When I wanted to hire this guy, his name is Jeff. Sharp, sharp guy. He didn't know I knew he was gay, but I knew he was gay. And so he says, well, hey, come to the house and meet Jerry. Go to his house. Of course, he's stylish. He was as stylish because the dude dressed like his suits were always. The dude was just like, wow. You just see his suits. You go, man, where'd you get that suit? Oh, this is the so-and-so. The shoes, you know, all the appointments, always, you know, manicure, pedicure. That sounds like you got to be gay because you're just too tight, bro. You know, he's a white guy. So anyway, I go meet to his house. I meet Jerry and his significant other at the time. And, you know, we had a great time. Just like talking to two dudes, you wouldn't know they were gay per se. They didn't do, you know, they weren't sitting in each other's laps or whatever. So anyway, he invites me to a party. He says, hey, man, we're going to have this party. I got a bunch of my friends coming over. And he said, I'll be honest with you, Kev, you may be the only heterosexual dude there. I'm like, no problem. I'm cool. He goes, now, I just want to – he's like, you know, you're a tough dude, and I don't want you beating up my friends. I'm like, look, man, I'm not going to beat your friends up. So I go to his party, and he announces, hey, this is my heterosexual friend, Kevin. I've never been introduced as a heterosexual friend until I went to Jeff's party. And he's telling people he's not gay. Don't hit on him, because I'm a good-looking dude. You know what I mean? So he was like, I know he's good-looking. I know you guys are going to think, just leave him alone. But anyway, I'm there interacting, and a couple of gay guys go, oh, man, I'm going to turn you out. You're going to be my boyfriend. I'm like, whatever. Okay, good luck with that. I just knew I wasn't going to take any drinks. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna, you aren't going to put Bill Cosby me, baby. Wake up in the morning with Vaseline between my buns. No, it wasn't going to happen. But we're having a good time, and these guys are flirting and doing whatever they do. And anyway, the party ends, and I leave. I talk to Jeff. He's like, man, you were a hit. People love you, know, blah, blah, blah. And you could not be two opposites. And I'm not exaggerating this, and I'll tell you this quick story about Jeff. When I wanted to hire him, he says, well, I got to tell you something, Kevin. And I went, what, that you're gay? And he goes, what? How'd you know? And I go, man, I've known for like 6 months. Just things you've done to tip me off. He's like, get out, because he doesn't come off as gay. He's not like a flamer. So anyway, he goes, well, man, look, I do want to work together. I think it would be a great 1-2 punch. He goes, I got to tell you, man, I'm vocal about this whole, you know, gay rights thing. And I go, okay. He goes, so like, I go to these marches, and I go, look, man, as long as my company isn't involved, you know, in other words, there's nothing that's going to reflect negatively on the company, you go do you. And he's like, seriously? I go, yes. Look, man. And of course, he gave me the, well, Kevin, I see these rights. I said, look, let's not go there. You know, I'm not going to go with the rights of the same as blacks. And I go, but if it's a passionate thing for you, your sexuality, then you do you. And I will never forget. He's looking at me like, are you for real? Man, you're a conservative dude. You know, and I go, yeah, I'm not just, I don't know what my little peccadillos may be, but whatever it is, if I'm like, give jazz players special rights, jazz piano players need to have special rights, baby, I'm not going to let it bleed over into my company. Which, by the way, I do believe jazz piano players should have special rights and things that we should be able to do that other people can't do. Because oppression of jazz piano players is the biggest existential threat to mankind. You all know this. I don't have to tell you that. So look, the point of the matter is that no, you don't care. I don't care. Most people don't care. And of course, it threw Jeff off. But let's go back to the transgender people. So they think they're special. They think that the 160, I don't know, it's a very, very small percentage of the population that are transgender. Whatever they are, they think that they get some sort of special dispensation on life because they're a freak show. And I'm going, sorry, you're a human being. You got your freak. There's freaks all over the place. We're all freaks of a sort. You may be a freak for God. And that makes somebody look at you and go, oh, man, he's a total religious zealot. You don't want to go over there. You don't want to start talking to that guy. There's no difference between that and you going, man, that dude, I'm just saying, he's a little freaky deaky, as we used to say when I was a kid growing up. So whatever your freak is, whether you're a freak for the devil or a freak for Jesus, everybody's got their freak. And somebody sees it that way. But I'll tell you this, let's just talk about Jesus freaks. Jesus freaks aren't looking for some special compensation or dispensation in life. You either deal with them or you don't. And I will tell you this, do you know a Jesus freak? Do you know somebody that's all...
Jackson Radio Show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about Dave Chappelle and Netflix and how the trans community of the LGBTQ plus has decided to go after him because he dare not toe the line. He dare make fun of whatever issue that they have. And to be honest with you, I don't even know where it started. But Dave goes through it. He talks about, you know, and he tells real stories in this Netflix special. He tells real stories of encounters where people are mad at him and they're trans, you know, trans people. And he goes, where'd this come from? And I got to tell you, by the way, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Dave mentions in a very clever way how I'm writing comedy, and if you're listening to the comedy, you'll see I'm so much not what you're telling me. It's deep comedy, and I applaud him for that. He, during his special, he talks about this trans person he met. He says this person opened for him, and she was horrible. He goes, she was flat out horrible. But they became friends. And he goes, and when he saw her with his friends backstage, and he talked about the comics that were back there. It was a who's who of comics. And he said she was putting on, you know, just being herself, this trans man to woman. And he goes, she was funny. And Dave was like, man, that was funny. That's you. Go do that when you're on stage. And he said, I'm going to have you open again, even though she bombed. And they became personal friends. And Dave has been approached. Approached by trans people his entire career. He's, let me tell you, if you're in entertainment, get over it. Get over it. I'll never forget my first real interaction with gays. I'm talking about at a friendship.